joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-2 draw at Met Police. Alan, did we deserve more than a point this afternoon?
Yes, I thought we did, to be honest. I was pleased how we played. I thought it was a massive difference on the Worthing game. I thought we battled, I thought we competed. I thought Lampton done very well in the centre. Obviously, we're disappointed not to win, because we've had some clear-cut chances, and plus we've conceded 2 goals again, but the first goal was just a fluke, to be honest. The second goal we could have defended better, but I've got to be happy here. We showed character, worked very, very hard, and if we keep performing like that, we'll be fine.
If Carl Wilson-Dennis scores what looked like an easy chance for him, makes it 3-1, different game?
Different game, and it's happened once or twice this season, that, but in a game we can't win every game 3 or 4, we've got to actually shut up shop a little bit. I didn't think the back four were that bad today, to be honest. I thought it defended quite well. Simon Hooker's winning there, as usual, no complaints. Gerrard's made a couple of good saves, and his catching was excellent, and his throwing out was excellent, and his kicking was very good. Max Dunne-Kier, Nick Undell done well. Turley was doing well, till that maybe his mistake on a goal. So, yes, we should have won in... Hooks had a chance and all, and I'm just a bit, sick whenever I took it, but that's football, and you can't complain at people if they give it a lot. And that's what I said before kick-off, let's not get beat up again, let's have a go, and it's our first game in 2 weeks, and yes, I'm delighted.
I was going to ask you about the back four, arguably not our first choice. No. Do you think if we had other people available, that would have had a bearing on the result? Adam Thompson particularly?
Probably Adam Thompson, because he's the best he can get, and I rate him pound to pound of being the best player what we've got, except for Bobby Traynor. And I think he's an excellent player, so if he's fit on Monday, he'll play. But it'd be hard to leave out somebody else. Jamie Bear's trying to get back in now, he's done well for us. Kirky, anybody knows what I think of Kirky, he's trying to get back in. It'd be hard decisions on Monday, but something what me, Harmsey and Martin will talk about and come to the right decision, you know.
When Phil Williams came on for Liam Collins, you put Bobby Traynor in midfield and Phil Williams up front. What was the thinking behind that?
We thought if we put Phil out there, we might get too much in wide areas. Bobby, I thought, was excellent when he went out there. And we knew that he would track back. He's played there before at Brentford and stuff like that. He's played there before for me at Walton. And I was just thinking Phil might be a bit too adventurous putting Phil there, because if he wasn't tracking back, I thought we could put our back four under a lot of pressure.
How do you think Clement James did today, league debut?
I thought he'd done very, very well. Should have scored at the end, but I thought he worked hard. He gave a dimension that we play, which we haven't had for a long time, because he knows how competitive he is. He's natural left-footed, which is fine. And I thought him and Nick done well on that left-hand side, to be honest.
The referee handed out a lot of yellow cards to the Met Police players. Should he have handed out a couple of red ones in there?
No, I don't think so. To be honest, he's... I thought, to be honest, the worst thing he'd done was got injured. That's the honest truth, because I thought we had momentum there. I thought we were on top of the game. I thought him getting injured actually, it got everybody back to normal. I thought we were in charge then. But, I don't want to say any red cards about him. Jimmy and Gavin are honest people. And we don't get their players to get on red cards. We don't get ours. And if you ask Jimmy, he wouldn't want any of our lads getting it sent off. And I'd be the same with him, to be honest.
Bobby Traynor scored 2 penalties, one either side of the goal. He's amazing from the penalty spot, isn't he?
Yeah, honestly, his nerves unbelievable. But, he always knew he was going to score, but he puts him at the side, he puts him down the middle. He's calm as you like, and he does great for it. And these penalties everybody talks about and all that, I tell you what, people say, he only scores a lot of penalties. Well, some of the positions he's been in when he's got to take these penalties to get with 2-1 up to win 1-0, he's got a lot of bottle, Bob. And I thought he scored 2 penalties, and when he went to the right hand side, done very well.
Looking at the results today, it looks like we're still top on goal difference,
yep.
But with games in hand, one of those is on Monday. We've got to make it count, haven't we?
Yeah, of course we do. We're all right for games, Like everybody's been talking about the weather, but it's like, we have been looking at it with the lads now. People lost their lives with this weather. There's old people who kind of get out of the house because of the weather, and it's been a very sad time for everybody in the country with the recessions coming on. But that's not okay. We've got a group of lads who want to win a championship and want to achieve something. So the weather doesn't make any difference. If we've got to play 6 games in 2 weeks or whatever, that's what we'll do. If that's what you want it enough, and if you want something in life enough, that's what we'll do. But we'll not be complaining about the weather and the absence, because like I say, there's people in this country who's lost their lives through this cool weather, and I think it's disrespectful for them really. So all we're bothered about is playing games. We've been getting paid very well by the chairman, we haven't cut our budget, so the recession hasn't hit a lot, so there's no reason for us to be down about anything. So we're just up for it. We're up for today's game, as you could see. We'll be up for Monday night, and we'll crack on. So there's nobody feeling sorry for herself in this part.